USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood district Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Following the Supreme Court ruling on Friday, which overturned Roe versus Wade and a woman's right to seek an abortion, more than a dozen states have enacted trigger laws which either outlawed or severely restricted abortion in those states. Michigan has a law in the books dating back to 1931 which outlaws abortion. However, enforcement of that law is on hold as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has filed an appeal of the law to the state Supreme Court. Whitmer, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, talks about other avenues she's pursuing to maintain abortion rights in her state.
There's an effort to collect signatures and amend our Constitution. So we are using every tool we have to fight for reproductive rights for Michigan women and Ohio women and Indiana women who come to Michigan for their health care.
The AAA Station survey is reporting the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.90 across the country. That's down about 8 cents from a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Juul is able to continue U.S. sales of their vapes and flavored vape cartridges even though the FDA ordered them to stop sales on Thursday because of safety concerns. Appearing on Fox News Live, pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fischer says vaping has not been conclusively shown in studies to be safer than traditional cigarettes.
When you vape, you're inhaling a vapor. So you're not actually inhaling that tar, but the nicotine is not all that you're inhaling either. Nicotine is very addictive and it's dangerous in teens. And also, there have been benzenes, diacetyl, things that can cause chronic lung disease and even cancer found in some e-cigarettes.
Novak Djokovic rules out taking the COVID-19 vaccine, which means he may not be able to play in the U.S. Open.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.